Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome to the House of
Sunshine.
Previously on the Fall of the House of Sunshine, Fuzzo is going to release the Fuzzotronic Bomb. Dan, Kent, and Elsa are on their way to stop him. Brushy is still a tooth-crunching periodombie. How will it all shake out? What is to be done? By you? Listen to this, the season finale, episode 12, The Buzz and the Fury, or How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Fuzzotronic Bomb!
And the energy will take it into the ionosphere, where it will explode and disperse the fuzzogen, which will coat the Earth in a soft blanket of doom.
Good. Though it's no doom, it's a new dawn.
Oh, like Dawn Benson. She just moved into the house on 4th Ave.
Nothing like that. Good work, though. You're dismissed.
Can I do one other thing?
What? You just poked my nose.
It makes a noise.
Do it again and I'll strangle you with my yarn tendril.
Sorry, sir.
It's all right. I understand. But know in the world to fuzz, all our noses shall make music. Beautiful music. The bomb stability won't hold much longer. Prepare everyone for launch.
We're here.
New Molar, Indiana. The Hoosier State, but more like a state of corruption. And this hellmouth, the very lips of madness, why, even the streets are filled with... Hey. The streets are empty.
Looks like everyone's working on that big glowing thing covered in scaffolding.
That's probably no good.
Let's go break it.
If we charge right in, we'll be swamped. We can't...
I drink the blood of those who drill the teeth.
And that is great, but... Oh! My ham hock is tingling.
Gross.
No, this cobalt ham hock the vampire birdie gave me. It's leading me into that building.
Hey, wait up!
Ugh. This place gives me the creeps, like the marriage between the Willies and the Heebie-Jeebies.
Those two would never get together.
It's like some tooth museum, or...
The Mouthatorium. This place is dumb. I'm gonna go see if it has a gift shop. To destroy!
Get me a magnet! Look at these displays. Primitive drill heads. Puritan mouthwashing devices. Wait. Is that... The Ur-Tooth. Shattered. Something is rotten in New Molar, and it's not that dead squirrel I saw when we landed.
Right you are. For as foul as that rotting rodent was, the cruel odor of the fuzz is what stinketh the most.
You talk?
Oh, I do many things, but I am weak, broken, like our political system.
Topical. But don't play the saint. You want to bring about destruction and doom just like the fuzz.
It's complicated. But now the great balance is askew. Flosso has become the fuzz incarnate. A simple man like you is no match for him.
Hey, I have layers.
Do you?
No. You can call me a Microsoft tablet, because I'm all surface.
That was complicated and unwieldy.
You should hear my Zune references.
Pass. Anyway, alas, I've failed again.
Again?
You think mankind was the first toothed creature to be blessed? No. It was in the age of dinosaurs when I first tried to find a chosen one. It was a pachycephalosaurus named Gennard. His cult grew to great numbers in the wastes of Gondwanaland, but he was felled by a brachiosaur that wasn't looking where it was stepping. Verily, he was smooshed. This allowed the fuzz to gain the upper hand. That's why furred mammals rose to power, and the dinosaurs fell into bones and oil.
So the fuzz killed the dinosaurs?
Indeed. And so I waited. And once the fuzz returned to slumber, for the elder fuzz is easily bored and eternally tired, I thought I found a new creature worth my toothsome support. I hoped humans were hairless enough, but... way back when, at the dawn of time, I had trust, I had hope in humankind. On further inspection, my affection was misplaced. Now I'm the dim divinity who put her faith in some apes. Humans really crap the bed. Should've put my trust in the mollusk instead. Or the seals, or the veals, or the pangolins. Well, enough is enough, and I'm packing it in. This tooth sore, say no more. Gotta know a lost cause and went ahead for the door. With my plans impacted, it's time to be extracted. Adios, it's time to ghost, you're on your own. Or a hawk or an ox, a bear or a hare or a bucket of locks, but insisted that I pick one with the gift of speech. Now all they do is whine and blame their troubles on me. Had to have a race with opposable thumbs. Must have been all drinking to have been so dumb. They can twiddle, they can fiddle, they can diddle themselves, but you're shittle out of luck if you need something else. Oh! If I chose the Dalmatian, could I had my pick of any number of crustaceans? My patience has been waiting for this miscreant creation. This tooth is loose, enjoy your company damnation! Humans really crap the bed. Should've put my faith in a crane instead. Or goats, or stoats, or an anaconda. Well, enough is enough, can't take it any longer. This tooth's sore, say no more. Got no one to fold and to head for the door. Maybe in millennia, be back to try again. Until then, you're all on your own.
Yeah, well, if wishes were dishes, we'd all go into the restaurant business. But then some Greeks would come along and smash them anyway, yelling, "Opa!" right in our faces. And then, jabbering on and on about how much better their yogurt is. Then why are you bankrupt? And ouzo is disgusting. Stick that in your kofta holes, you dream-breaking Hellenists. Sorry. My father dated a Greek woman who treated me like a Persian rug at a clog festival. Still got some unresolved...
Anyway, detective, behold.
What's with the sparkle ray?
I've imbued your gun with the power of enamel. Now it can destroy Flosso.
Thanks.
And remember the true wisdom of the tooth. Chew unto others as they chew unto you.
Oh, huh.
Just kidding. The true wisdom of the tooth is so much more complicated that a simple brush monkey like you could not handle it. Your brain would be scrubbed clean and you'd enter a state of pure white. But now my energy is spent. I leave this plane of existence.
They didn't have any magnets, so I got you this giant pencil. It says New Molar on it. Who are you talking to?
Nobody. Let's go get Flosso. But first, I have to do one thing.
Whoa, the power fluctuations are getting out of control.
Don't be scared, brother. It'll all be over soon. Intern, take him out for his walk.
You want to go walkies, don't you?
Teeth.
Excellent.
But he's...
Just keep a firm hold on the leash and don't take him off the muzzle.
Okay.
Oh, and take this plastic bag, just in case.
Yes, Mayor Fuzzo.
Now, hold the inverting capacitors. I'm fully charging the bomb.
We're ready to unlatch the first clamp.
Go.
Preparing the second clamp.
Whoa! What was that?
It appears to be a rubber chicken sharpened into a well-honed point, which was then hurled into the control panel.
What's the meaning of this?
Me.
Elsa?
I'm the clowninator now, Flosso.
I'm actually Fuzzo now.
Yeah. You've gone all puppy.
You know clowns are illegal.
How about you kiss my...
Welcome, my childhood pet, I mean friend. How strange, who'd have thought that we'd meet here again? And look at us, look at you, look at me. Looks like we became just what we were meant to be. No doubt you blame your pains on the tooth. Well, I've been enlightened and I hate him too. I've killed his disciples if you're looking for proof. Now come in for the hug.
What are you doing? No, ew!
We are the same, just hear my plan. No more teeth clamped down on common man. Just soft and fuzzy love for one and all.
You changed, but not for the best. You are deranged, we're not the same. You're an old monster in new skin.
Well, what a shame. Now say goodbye.
What?
I haven't come this far to die, but you are welcome to try.
You stole my life and you rattled my brain. You had me beaten in chains. You had me begging, had me trained. Now I'm awake but cling to one final dream. To see the cult that took my people lay out bleeding in the streets. So save your reunion, your revised history. No matter what your ways achieve, my eyes are wide, won't be deceived.
You change, not for the best. Is there any of you left or just this new machine of death? I offer family and peace, you drag up some old ancient beef. You say you see, I think you're blind, we are the same on the same side.
No,
the life I lived was one day lie, took us medicine prescribed by a man obsessed with prophecy and teeth. He kept me from the truth I craved and what I was until today. And now revenge will finally bring me peace.
You're right.
See, I told you, didn't I?
Now what a shame it is you have to die.
Hear me now, this chance is your last.
To join your legion as your minion, please don't make me laugh.
You'll see when the bomb detonates, a new world awaits. You'll be a fuss, be one of us.
I'd rather die.
That can be arranged, there's nothing left to say. You're clearly a lost cause, though your death gives me pause. We are the same despite your flaws. We've changed, no looking back. And what remains is a mirror, though it's cracked. How did it come to this? Could there have been another road where we were standing side by side and not at each other's throats? Oh, my, how the time goes by. I'm more that other life. Oh, what a shame it is you have to die.
This reunion was interesting. But now I must choke the life out of you with my yarn tendrils. Did you just stab me with a large novelty pencil? Oh, I'm leaking some stuffing. You are quite annoying.
I'm putting you under arrest.
Who are you?
I'm Inspector Detective Dan Kent, from the police, lead investigator on Brushy's murder.
Oh, nice to meet you.
We've met.
I don't recall. Oh, well, listen, I'm kind of in the middle of strangling this clown, so...
Then take this! Police action scissors, go!
My tendril!
What took you so long?
Oh, you two know each other?
We came together, but then I had to use the bathroom and she said she'd wait.
He was taking forever.
And when I got done, she was gone. And then I got lost.
It's the big giant bomb in the center of town.
I know, but this is the control room. It's on the side, and I thought there would be stairs, so I
you
went
have
around.
To use the catwalk from the floor, I think.
I know that now, sure, but I was walking around the bottom like a schmuck on Schlemiel Day, and I finally asked the guy and he pointed to the building, so a security guard was around.
Probably Sanjay, he is.
Well,
very
I get in and the elevator.
You should have taken the stairs.
Maybe if you would have waited.
Let's not fight. About this.
Fine, then come along. Let me slap these cuffs on you.
On what charge?
Trying to destroy the world.
About that? Listen, I have to go manually release the clamps since you broke the control panel.
Oh! Whoa!
Damn gravity well zapping away my best people. Well, if you want something done right, do it yourself!
Hey! Come back here!
No.
Damn. He's using his remaining tendrils to climb onto the scaffolding. He'll unclamp the bomb himself.
What he doesn't know is that I don't give up. Give up is just a six-letter phrase for suckers and crossword constructors. 48 down. Surrender. Well, I'm not gonna 48 down. I'm gonna 48 up. Up that scaffolding. He might have his fuzzy body, but what I've got is... Hey, where'd you go?
Up here! Move it, Gumshoe!
Damn. I was never one to jungle gym. Okay. Climbing, climbing...
Climb it up for
Peachy.
Teeth!
teeth!
Brushy, what are you doing on the second launching clamp area?
Teeth?
Oh, I see. Eating that intern. Managed to get that muzzle off. You always were clever, brother.
Teeth.
Indeed. Okay, now to undo this clamp.
Get your fuzzy paws off that.
Yeah, what she said.
Teeth?
Brushy, you're alive?
Hardly. He's some tooth-obsessed periodombie.
How did you know?
I know what a tooth-obsessed periodombie looks like.
Aren't you a clown of the world? Well, la-dee-da. And now, only the top clamp and it's bombs away.
Prepare to meet my death buzzer.
Teeth!
Oh, my arm!
Brushy always did like you. He has good taste. Adieu.
Get Flosso. I'll deal with this, Zombo.
It's up to you. Me? Let's climb this thing.
Why are you still following me?
I went through a lot. The sanatorium, saving your brother, Panglo.
Panglo? You saw him? The one person who could possibly talk me out of this plan? Where is he?
He died.
See? This is why I need to... Ow! Damn. Energy spikes.
Damn. The higher we get, the weirder the power fluctuations are. I gotta end this here with old Shooty, my trusty gun.
I am the Fuzz Reborn! I will not be stopped!
Yeah? Well, eat tooth-blessed lead, Furface. Damn! That rip in space-time sucked in my bullets. I wonder where they went.
Oh, what a suntabulous bicuspid of a day!
Teeth!
Enough now! Fun. We're having it. Now let's see what a wonderful... Willikers! It's a rip in the fabric of space-time! Stay back, children. This isn't part of the show. Quickly, I must craft a containment incantation. Om Allah! Go! Bullets! Someone is assassinating me via a wormhole! And so falls Brushy!
There's just no way to know. Oh well.
The top of the bomb. Once I release the clamp, the bomb's fuzzitronic energy will push it into the ionosphere where it'll explode!
I'll stop you.
Why?
Huh?
This world, this slimy, fleshy, human world, is it worth saving? What out there is worth it? In the world of Fuzz, you will be happier, fluffier.
I only want to make the world better. Soft as a towel, as supple as a sweater. Just pull the wool back from your eyes. See the whole world I'll design. What dreams may fuzz. In the world to fuzz, we'll all smell of fresh laundry. And when we hug, we'll squeak within our stuffing. There'll be no more broken bones or sharp edges on pine cones. What dreams may fuzz, aha, oh. What dreams may fuzz, aha, oh. A safer, softer world is what I see. Where policemen all are fuzz, and fuzzmen all police. But no one gets hit with a stick, cause now all sticks are soft and limp. Bullets will be fluffing knives all yarn. So we'll laugh and swear off doing each other harm. Arm in arm together we'll stand tall. For all our fuzz and fuzz, for one and all. And at the public's cry my heart will sing. A single tear in my... When they make me king. Yes, yes, they're king. That sounds nice. There I'll reign, first up my name at the top of the great felt pyramid. Chosen son of Elder Fuzz, ruling all as I see fit. Those that defy will be denied their fuzzy rights and fuzzy lives. Their stuffing raining down in warning. Bow to your fuzzy lord or feel my fury. Ha ha ha! to make the world better. Soft as a towel, as supple as a sweater, and as strict and suffocating as a noose before the hanging. What dreams may fuzz, aha, oh. What dreams may fuzz, aha, oh. What dreams may fuzz, aha, oh. What dreams may fuzz, aha. What dreams may fuzz, aha, oh. 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 What dreams may fuzz.
So tell me, Inspector, what's worth saving?
I used to think nothing, but now... Birdie.
What's up, Birdie?
The one who gave me the power to do this!
Oh, you ripped off my arm! My arm!
Nuts to your limbs!
Get him, arm!
Oh, ah, ah! Oh, it's got a mind of its own! Ow!
It's my mind! I can still control, but it'll keep you busy while I unlatch the last clamp!
No! The bomb! It's taking off!
Yes! Fly, my beautiful fuzzatronic bomb! Fly!
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
And then what happened?
The scaffolding buckled and began to break apart. And I crashed to the ground. Really hurt my back. Like, worse than that time, I thought I saw a nickel on the ground, but it was really a pog. You remember pogs? Anyway, I learned after that, bend with your knees. It never really healed right, but this was worse. Like a real...
Please stick to the matter at hand.
There I was, flat on my back. Out of the corner of my eye, I saw Brushy eating Elsa, just really chowing down on her teeth. Then there was a flash of light in the sky, the fuzzatronic bomb blasting apart. I could hear Flosso laughing. Then, the sky turned all sorts of colors, the fuzzatronic particles spreading across the globe.
And then?
I steeled my narts and readied myself to be fuzzified. But just before I did, a strange door of light appeared. I've made it! That time closet worked! I'm in the past. Whoa! You look like me.
I am you, but older.
Mm-hmm.
And with an eye patch?
You'll see.
Or I won't see.
We don't have time for how-dos and do-hows. The fuzz particles will reach the ground shortly. Come with me.
My back hurts. You'll have to carry me.
I can't. I'm still knackered from when I tried to pick up a pog.
I'll drag you.
Oh, I'm heavier than I remember. Back.
Oh, my back! Where are you dragging me?
Into the future. And the last thing I saw as he dragged me into the light. As I dragged me, as I dragged myself, as I went into the light. Bits of fuzz, touching everything. Turning it into puppets and fluff and felt. Everything became fuzz.
Fuzz, 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 fuzz.
buzz. All the birds that sing and bees that buzz, they were living things, but now they're only fuzz. I had a brain, but now there's only fuzz.
Goodness! Who's Dan Kent talking to? Where does the portal of light lead? Has Fuzzo's new Fuzz Order come to be? Is everyone dead? Find out next season on The Fall of the House of Sunshine.
Fuzz.
Days of Future Fuzz.
My mama and my papa and my second cousin, they were living things, but now they're
okay.
Great, good take.
All right.
That's it.
That's good. We're good. Yeah, any
yeah,
you guys?
Over here.
Okay, cool. That's all. Do you guys want any more?
Nope. No, thank
you.
You
sure?
No, yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Great.
You can, the door just locks on itself.
What, what do you guys? You guys do anything later? You want to get a beer or something? Or you guys?
We need to get the other.
Is there something else I can do, or
no,
you sure?
No,
you don't need me to. I can do other stuff.
A lot of other people come.
I have other voices. I can do.
That's
something.
Great.
No,
that's really great.
Yeah.
Just send us a demo later.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to get these other people in.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
You know.
So we're definitely 100% good.
Yes.
We're totally good.
Oh, that's a little mess on them. Do you want to help clean that up? That's a little messy over there. Yeah.
Hey,
great.
Thank you so much.
Do you got maybe coffee instead of beer?
Oh my God!
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Find out more about the podcast at www.podmusical.com. Got a question? Ask us at podmusical@gmail.com and we'll share the answers after the season finale, which was this episode, so you better hurry. Oh, that's right. The treasure of Shanks Teeters? It was inside us the whole time. It was our spleen. That vile bag is worth a fortune. Thanks for listening and have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.